Succession number 20186, Reel 1.
The first question I always ask is, how did you first hear about that they wanted women to work in the shiphouse?
Well, I had been to labour exchange. I wanted to change the job. I wasn't 18, you see, you had to be 18. Then you'd go into the forces. So before I was 18, I went to labour exchange and I said I wanted to change the job. They just sent for me. And then I was the first girl to start in the shiphouse.
What were you doing before?
Engraving. Oh. And it was similar work, you see.
Who were you working with?
I worked in Newcastle and I had a bad stomach and the doctor said I should get near a home where I could get home, you know, and get meals in the afternoon.
So were you being trained, I mean, as an engraver?
I was trained as an engraver. But this wasn't the same thing, you know, it was printing more or less, you know, it was a different type of machine.
So what was...
But with having the experience as an engraver, they said it would be similar, you know.
So what was your job, what job were you doing?
The sealing operator.
No, can you explain that?
Well, it's not sort of cutting into the metal, you know, to do engraving. It's a hot plate and it's sort of pressed into, it was Masselord we used to use, like formica stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And the letters used to get hot and press into the plates, you know. And they made them for both the doors on the ships.
Oh, so it was making all the signs.
Yes,
like
all signs and yes, all the names of things. And I used to do, you know.
And that was in Hawthorne Lessons?
Yes, and of course the war was on, they didn't know the name of the ship, no one knew, it was just a number, you know, it used to be built on a number, like, so the final thing. Well, we had to do print the name of the ship for the luncheon thing. So we used to have to stand and wait until someone told you the name of the ship. And that was
so was this normally a job done by a man?
No, it was a new machine they put in for it. Just by the wartime, I think it had come.
How had they done it before they did all this?
Well, I think they sent the work out. You see, I worked in Newcastle, and they sent the work up to Vanderbilt Stores in Newcastle. We used to do it in a workshop, you know. We did it for the naval yard, so I thought, you know, I had an idea of the work, and that was why they gave me the job.
So
I was stuck there in an office down in the yard for a few weeks, and then they started another girl. I thought I was lonely. and then we started sort of the bulk of the women, you know, to work in the yard, you know, to do the work on the ships and that. And then they had to have a supervisor, you know, over the girls.
Yes, I think, what was her name?
Walkington.
I think, I'll tell you about that after. So, you were in an office by yourself,
yes.
More or less?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what year did you start in?
Well, I was 1940.
So, I mean, in one way, the kind of work you were doing would have... It was because they got this machine.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it was a new machine. And then, you see, they hadn't room up in the top offices, so they made an office off the joiner shop down in the centre of the yard. It was on the dock side, you know.
And you didn't actually need any training for that?
Well, I did have to be trained, yes.
Who trained?
The company, the people that owned the machine, you know, that supplied the machine, they sent a man, an instructor. And they trained two of us in there, and eventually there was two of us trained. The other girl had to leave or something, she left. So I was left there, and I worked there about, must be 4 or 5 years, until June, because I'm June.
What was it, so you actually worked in the offices?
It was more or less an office job, but they hadn't room in the top offices, so they made an office in the yard. It was called like a factory office, you know.
So how did...
But I worked the same hours as the men.
Did you get this?
Half past 7 to 5.
Did you get the same money as the men?
No. I wouldn't know, mind.
Yes.
We did 3 half shifts till 8 o'clock every week, and Saturday afternoon and Sunday till 4 o'clock. When we're busy, there's time for the words.
How much money did you get?
I think about £2 or something.
And you were you had an office beside the joiner's shop, so did you have much to do? You have much to do with the men at all, and did you
Yes.
You see them a lot?
Yes, well I had to. They used to take the plates away and fix them on the doors, you know, had to fix them.
Right, so the joiner's job. So you got your work from the former joiner?
No, we got them from the drone office. We got a drone, you know, to work from a drone.
Right.
And they gave all the names, you know, you had to sort of look through the drone and find out what plates you had to make.
And how did you find, do you think it was a bit unusual getting a job in the shipyard?
Well, I had been used to shipyard men, and I found they were very polite. You know, there was no bad language or anything. Honestly, I've heard more bad language off the television than
That's what everybody says. But I mean,
they sort of respected the women, you know, because I think they could be sacked if they used bad language in front of women.
What was? Do you come from a shipyard family?
Well, my father and all his brothers and I grew up in the
shipyard. So you sort of had like memories of the shipyards?
Yes, I knew all the terms, you know, all the names of things.
And was that like? Was that? Were they all? Did they all work in Leslie's?
Most of them didn't. They didn't. Yes.
So you had a long kind of association with the yard. Does that mean you knew a lot of the men down there before you?
I knew quite.
What about, so you started off like in 1940 and you must have been one of the first women to actually work.
The first woman, yes.
Because there, it was only about 1941 that
the bulk of them started, yes.
And did you then come under sort of like the supervisor, Mrs. Worthington?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I was there before her, you know, but she came and she more or less looked after the girls that were on the ships and that.
Did you know, I mean, one of the things that is,
And have you met Mrs. Walkington?
Well, I think I might be, actually. I think she's still alive and living
she's
in Hampshire.
Because I was thinking she'd be a good age now.
She's in her 80s. We got a letter.
She must be.
We got a letter from somebody last week who said that...
They
knew where she lived, because she'd met her so many years.
Well, she left around these parts, I know.
What was she? She was a good supervisor, was she?
No, not really. I didn't agree with
that. Where did she? Well, we better not talk about that one.
You find Mrs. Walkington.
Well, I mean, you're sort of like, because the situation is different from your situation, it's very different from a lot of the other women I've talked to, because you were in the office.
Yes.
How did you see the sort of arrival of all the other women coming to the ship? I mean, did it affect you very much, or? What did you think about
it was company, it was more to talk to. They had women sweeping up in the joiner's shop, you see. And they were quite nice women, you know, more sort of homely sort of women, you know, and you could talk to them. It was quite, you know, I got quite... I sort of got used to the women. Most of them were a lot older than I was, you know.
What, they were married and had children?
Yes, sir.
That sort of family?
If they had a family, they didn't need to go to work. It was the women that hadn't a family, the married women that had no children, that had to work.
No, well, actually, I found out every woman who had children was totally the opposite.
No. Because a lot of them round here adopted children, so they hadn't to go to work. Could be made to go to work if they hadn't a family.
No, well, I've heard it's the opposite, because a lot of the women had children. Went to work because the army pay wasn't sufficient.
Oh, perhaps if their husbands were in the forces.
If their husbands were in the forces.
But if their husbands weren't in the forces, they could, if they hadn't a family, they could be directed to work.
Yes,
that's right. And a lot of them either had babies, deliberately had a baby, or they adopted a baby to stop them.
Did he hear
any? Most of them were big, you know, and they used to say, look at that thing, look at that, and things like this was in house. it was quite nice.
What did he hear anything about what the men thought of the women coming at the yards at all? The joiners,
right?
Do you think there was any resentment?
I don't think so. No, I'll tell you, we used to be let out earlier than the men. You know how the men all charge out the gates when the gates open? I think we still do that. The women were allowed out before the men because they'd been pushed, you know.
Yeah.
And we were allowed out 5 minutes earlier to go and get a place on the
bus.
Buses, the working buses.
Rather than get crushed. They did that on all the shipyards. Did you have any special facilities because you were a woman?
Just a restroom. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Wharton had her office in this restroom, mm-hmm. and you could go there for toilets.
And yes. Mm-hmm. And you could go there and have your breakfast, have something to eat.
No, well, I had an office. I just used to sit in the office.
Yeah.
And I suppose the women on the ships would just sit on the ships and eat the lunch and that.
Yeah.
But they had a canteen, you know. There was a canteen across the road.
Uh-huh.
And you could go there if you wanted a meal.
Did you think the work you were doing, well, I mean, you said you were trained as an engraver. Did the work actually, was it a work very skilled? And
I suppose, I don't think everyone could do it, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be able to use your hands, you know, to be sort of nimble fingers and that.
Yeah. But again, going back to this sort of idea of the shipyards, because I mean, the shipyards are generally seen as a very sort of like male world. Did you think you were actually going into it?
I never thought about it, really, I don't. Because I probably have had to go in the forces, you see.
Yeah.
If I hadn't gone there, you know, I would have been in the forces.
And that was sort of preferable?
It was better, yes, because my brother was away, you know, he volunteered. He was 3 years younger than I was, mm-hmm. and he volunteered for the army. He was the Air Force, he was called it.
Yeah.
But,
What was your brother's name, Alan?
Alan,
what was your name?
Woodhouse.
What else I was going to ask you is, you worked in in some ways the job you were doing was very similar to what you've been doing before.
Yes,
so there wasn't that much, much of a change. How you worked there until when?
Till before Jean was born, 1945.
Uh huh. And then you left.
But you couldn't just leave. You know, you weren't allowed just to leave. Not once you're over 18, you had to be.
You mean you could only leave if you
were expecting?
Well,
my husband was coming home. We'd been in Africa 2 years. You see, he was coming home, and I said I was going to meet him, going to Chatham, you know, to live in the barracks.
After you got married and you had children, did you go back to work again?
No.
I went back. Did you like work? I mean, for a lot of women I've talked to, they really like working in that way. Because it was their first chance, maybe for a start, just going to the shipyard.
No, I'd been in the shipyards before.
And having a pay packet.
I liked it because you had your freedom, more freedom than working in an office or a factory, you know, because you could wander around the shipyard, you know.
Oh, you did that a lot?
You could, yes, couldn't you? Or was sort of a...
Yeah, well, did you go on the ships a lot?
Not a lot, no. Too rough, you know. If we went on the ships, it was when the ships were finished and the church hand or a form used to take around and the proper ring before the sail, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember one Friday night, we were all ready to finish work. It was an overtime on a Friday night, and there was a new ship lying in the river ready to sail.
Yeah.
It was all beautifully scrubbed, clean and nice, and a little bomber came over and dropped a bomb. The whole bed in the river. You can imagine what the woman said that I'd been scribbling up. And I'll tell you, if there was a lunch, you know, you didn't work much that day, you just go, that was the end of the work for that day.
Yeah.
You went home after that.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't find you, do you know what to do?
Right.
That was sort of the climax of your, you know, your work.
So you went to a lot of lunches during the war?
I went to all of them,
You must have been working there when the Kelly came.
Just after that, you were on the Kelly. He worked on the Kelly. He had a perfect job. No, I just started after that because you used to come here, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. So what were you doing? Were you working?
I should be on.
Yeah.
I was a cork up owner.
What, just working on the tools?
During the wartime, anyway. 1939. 1942, I think it was. And I got to cut the sack,
actually.
What? I got
to do a job.
What was the job? What was
going on, cranes that were getting built.
And then?
And then every 30 foot you were supposed to get danger money. And the foreman refused to give us the danger money, and I told him to keep his job. And they told me to get out of the shipyard, and that was during the war.
You were supposed to sack it.
I think I was the only man that was ever sacked during the war. And I was, that was a Saturday morning. Well, Friday night, Saturday morning, collecting the cards and went into Palmer's and started work. The Palmer's door on the Sunday.
He wasn't there long, he got called up for the
Navy. And I got called up as a ship repair man, doing the same in the Navy as I was in the shipyard.
What was your reaction to all the women starting to work? Because you must have seen.
Well, it was something that was necessary, really, because they were taking men out of the shipyard. Men going out of the shipyard.
Yeah, what kind of did you think they'd do as well as the men?
Well, to be honest with you, women, when they're taught a thing to do it, they're better than the men.
You reckon?
Yes,
I'm glad you came.
All right.
They took more interest in the job. Women workers were very good.
They couldn't do every job, though.
They couldn't do every job in the shipyard.
No,
they couldn't do drillers and riveting or anything like that. But the jobs they were given, the electrical jobs.
Yeah, yes.
Electricians, electricians' labourers, fitters' labourers, plumbers' labourers, sugar ropes, painters, or slab dishes. Tack welders. They were really good when they were first trained.
Why do you think they're better then?
They took more interest in the job and stayed on the job longer than the man would stay on the job.
Do you think that was because it was a new experience for them?
Oh, I think it was new to them, was that I'd never done it before.
It's not the kind of thing a woman normally gets a chance to do, is it?
But you see the walls on and everybody just did.
Yeah, then there were only a few years after the war that they were allowed to do work. And they were given the push over the shipyard then.
But lately you worked in the shipyard where there was women still. Just lately, isn't it? And the Liverpool and Glasgow.
Oh, okay, Glasgow that was.
There's still women
in the shipyards in Glasgow even today.
Doing what?
Sweeping up and cleaning, getting the ship ready for sea, sir.
Oh, yeah, they still do.
Still do that, don't they?
I was talking to a woman yesterday who worked in 1970 in the naval yard.
Women polisher, beautiful polisher.
Yeah.
Polishing furniture.
I'm just, what I'm thinking is, there sort of seems to be that there are women who work in the shipyards, but it's like men's jobs and women's jobs. And the women's jobs are sweeping up and cleaning.
My guess was the only woman furniture polisher ever met in the shipyard in Glasgow.
Were the normally men who did that, was it?
Normally a man do, men polishers.
The polishers and Leslie's were a company that used to send men in for shipyard to do
contract
for whatever.
So you say,
I'll tell you what this morning. The Queen Mother came to lunch her ship, and we had stairs, you know, to go up and down.
Yeah.
We could go like down the lift, you know, the furniture lift down to the bottom and go it that way. But you could come up this big flight of stairs, and there was like space in between the steps because the Queen Mother was coming with her dolly. Because we used to wear, you know, boilers, not boilers, it's like a bit of a piece, then, you know, if we went on the ship there. But they all swept and dusted, you know, but you didn't even come. It was all a waste of time.
I remember when they painted Jarrah Station because the Queen came to open the time tunnel.
They
only painted one
very
side.
So
you should grow up
that. Yeah, so it's
your
trust
in you.
Yeah.
The most big aircraft carrier launched, and the Lady Macbeth came to launch.
But it's it's. I mean, what's very interesting is that, I mean, they're not. You talked about a woman being a French polisher and you were in an agreement. There's not many women ever get very much chance of getting that kind of skill or trade because they're normally kept for men.
No, that's men's trade, really.
Well,
I've never known a woman do French polishing. Not in the shipyard, ever. Not having that woman.
Well, she must have trained you.
More shipyards throughout the world, really.
Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, but I mean, the reason they're men's trades is because men do them.
Yeah.
Not because of any ability or anything like that. You know, they kept the women out, which is amazing.
But this machine, it's still in use today in shops for price tickets and things.
Mm-hmm.
They can make show cards.
Can you spell that?
Yes, M-A-S-S-E-E-L-E-Y.
Right.
It's a French machine.
Oh, right.
I used to have all the books, but I don't know what it was. Used to do some pretty, nice things. Started to make the ships look good. We used to have a board, the joiners used to make a board, and the officers used to put their name in one side on
a duty board.
And we used to slot it in one side, and if there are in, used to put the, in and out on the other side. And that was nice. It was all done in gold leaf, the name of the ship. And the
And that used to be all part of your.
And we used to print like the contents of the stores and things like that, all the stuff that was in sort of in a room,
It's all fitting out.
Yes.
It's all the fitting out part.
It was all the finishing.
And you said what you're saying is before Leslie's bought that machine, it was all contracted out.
Sent up to Newcastle.
And was it where you worked in Newcastle? Was that women or men doing that job?
It was boys, girls and boys.
It was a mixture, an even mixture.
Yes. Now I'll tell you what I wanted. After I was 18, you see, you could change your job, until you're 18. But after I was 18, you had to ask, have permission. Well, I fancied being a nurse. The war was getting worse, I fancied going to train to be a nurse. And they said, no, we've had expensive training, you can't leave. So I thought, I'll have a appeal against this, and see if I can. And I had to go to the labour exchange in Victoria and there was a committee on the table and said, you've had expensive training, God, nurses, you're going to have to stay there. So I just had to stay there.
That's how you came to go to the labour exchange. Did you get a better pay than Leslie's than anyone?
Just the same sort of pay. Don't have no travelling expenses.
It's because you lived,
I just used to go
to the hospital. You didn't have to join a union or anything like that?
No, I didn't. I was never in a union.
And Mrs.
You couldn't join a union, could you? Then the boilermakers wouldn't have had women in their union.
And I had the drillers. They had the women in the unions as a kind of.
Why did the boilermakers have women?
Did they allow the women?
Still have.
Mm-hmm.
In some places.
I didn't know. I've never thought about that.
I think because it was an office job, you probably wouldn't have to. But the ETU. Took women in, dilute the electricians in a war, sort of a war emergency.
Yes.
Was there ever any bombs at Leslie's?
Bombs?
Yeah.
Well, there's this one in the river.
That one in the river.
Missed the ship and hit the bed of the river. Come on.
You'd probably be happier if they hit the ship.
Right, right as the time we're going home, I'd all be done again.
Was it a good place to work in?
I like Leslie's, yes.
So you enjoyed your time in?
Most of the time, yes. Of course, you had some experiences. You got the having to go and work, and supposed to be on a Monday morning. You can imagine what we're all like. Especially in the cold mornings, and not that cold and cops. like tables set aside, you know. But there's times when you couldn't get home, you had to stay and have your lunch in the canteen. And that wasn't a pretty sight either, you know, old men. Because most of them were old men, you see, a lot of the young ones are older than that, they must be old. Old men that had finished their working days and were back.
You must have found it very unusual at the beginning, because you must have been the only woman who got on the bus.
Yes, I was the guest of it. And they all used to whistle after us, and that's another artist.
So you didn't feel intimidated by it?
No, I never really, you know. But it used to look like the top gate, you know.
Yeah.
Until the wrestling started, and then they went into the gate, and used to look like that.
I was just thinking, you were working normal hours,
yes,
and the only woman getting on the bus.
You do imagine.
Yeah.
Of course, it was office girls, you know, still girls.
They were still really
getting on. The tracers and people.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
They were really tough with the things, you know.
The catchers.
I mean, only young girls leaving school and used to be more like boys, you know, running down to work. They used to have the big boots, you know, work boots, and the old boots, you know, and used to kick tins and balls and all that, you know, down the street. And this little girl got a hot rivet down and it was a terrible thing. They missed the, you know, they had to throw it in the box and missed the
So I've heard a few tales about rivets and getting people's clothes.
Yeah, she's a nice little girl.
Did it hit her very badly off?
I think she was pretty badly burned.
Was she on trainer's wife?
Was it? Can't be now. I remember it was a little girl, young girl, you know, younger than me. And I'll tell you what else was horrible. It was a February morning, horrible, dull, horrible morning, you know, and I went in and a man fell, you know, and I had to bring his stomach and bring him down, you know.
I've been on a ship, I haven't seen.
It's a terrible feeling. You know he's dead and you know they can't do it, but it is it.
Yeah.
You feel so you want to be sick, you know.
Yeah. Like it's. Yeah, I mean, it's this thing about it being a man's world. I mean, he wouldn't have seen. I mean, even. He would only be very lucky to have seen. To get in there.
And D.D., the daughters would say, you know, how do you remember? I said, I know exactly where I was 40 years ago today. So I said, well, how was that? You know, as well as in the shipyard, because I remember Mrs. Worthington saying, anybody who has anybody involved in the invasion, they can come to the restroom, you know, if you're not feeling well or anything, if you're worried. Well, I had a brother in law, I don't think he went for it. Well, a couple of weeks after that, like, this, of course, I had a rest thinking about.
Aye.
You know how
you. I know.
You're getting away with something.
It's always the same. Yeah. A lot of people skiving now.
But we did work long hours, you know.
So yeah.
It was a monotony of it, you know, being at work all that time. You know,
Did you find it a strain, though?
Yes.
What did you do when you weren't at work?
He was away, you see. But I was away. It's just me and my father would be at most of the time.
He was working in Leslie, isn't he?
Yes. So it was mostly just to sit and look. And then you see you in the area chat half the night, you know, the family map on Jerry, you know.
Yeah.
But then you have to get up the next morning and go to work. Well, we had a bomb in the street here, you know.
Yeah.
And we were all in the shelter. And come through, had no windows. We still had to go to work. And someone told you, didn't they, that the bomb had dropped on our street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that came about. Someone met you and told you that there was a bomb had